This is Ozarks at Large. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Courtney Lanning, film critic for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back.
Thanks again for having me.
Two movies we're talking about today.
Yeah, surprise.
So first, let's talk about In the Heights, which is going to be on HBO Max and in theaters tomorrow. It's a musical, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Of course.
Of course, now when we think Lin-Manuel Miranda, we think Hamilton.
Right.
Is this a fair comparison?
That's what everybody's going to be thinking of. I mean, I believe he actually wrote this play first. It debuted in 2005, went to Broadway in 2008, and actually won the Tony for Best Musical that year. And of course, that's all before Hamilton came and supersized him even more.
Right. Hamilton, of course, which Disney had and still has, was filmed as a theatrical production. It was as if you were in the theater. In the Heights is a movie.
Right. And, you know, there's always a really big risk for movie studios that are trying to translate musicals into film. It's a very difficult task, and sometimes they don't exactly pull it off. I'm thinking of Rock of Ages back in, I think, 2005.
Oh, wow. Someone has to think of Rock of Ages, I suppose. So does In the Heights pull it off?
I think it does. It's fantastic. The music, the dance, it's all pure fire. It's nonstop energy from the opening song all the way to the very end. And it's definitely a movie you're going to want to see even if you don't regularly go to the Walton Arts Center or wherever you go to watch musicals.
You saw a preview copy, which means you watched it in your house, your home.
Right.
It looks like from the previews this is spectacle. So did it translate as spectacle for you?
I feel like it did. There's a couple of really neat optical things that they're able to do in film. I'm thinking towards the end, there's a scene where two of the main characters are dancing on the side of a building while they're thinking about the sun going down. And that's something that you can do in a movie that you obviously can't do in a musical. So they do a lot of creative things in the Heights that you definitely can't get away with on a stage production.
So that's worth seeing.
Definitely. If you love Hamilton, you'll love In the Heights. And of course, Lin-Manuel is in this movie as well.
That's right. All right. Now, Wish Dragon. You kind of promoted this, told me last week you might be reviewing this. I don't know what Wish Dragon is.
Right. This is on part of Netflix's summer release slate. Netflix, as you know, has been beefing up their content year after year, putting out more and more. They've released some really great movies over the last couple years. And this is coming out on Friday. This is sort of like a Chinese take on Aladdin. It's about a really hardworking guy who was trying to win back a girl from his childhood, and he's given a dragon that grants him three wishes.
All right. Well, you mentioned Aladdin. I mean, that's among many a beloved Robin Williams, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So does this have that sort of manic energy and touch that Aladdin did?
You know, it really doesn't. There's elements of a good movie in Wish Dragon, but the movie never really brings it all together to make a complete, decent film. I mean, if you want to watch a story about someone being granted three wishes and true love and all that, you're better off watching 1992's Aladdin.
Okay.
Disney told this story better.
Good for all ages?
Yeah, I mean, it's harmless. It's not an awful movie. It gets close to being a good movie. It just never quite crosses that line.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix.
Sure.
So
if you're already paying for the subscription,
yeah, there you go.
It's not going to hurt you to watch it.
Okay.
But if you got Disney Plus, boot up Aladdin instead.
Okay. So see In the Heights, watch Aladdin, and then next week, Peter Rabbit 2.
Peter Rabbit 2, which is, of course, based off the stories by Beatrix Potter.
Right. Yes, I actually saw the screenplay credits, and it was a story by Beatrix Potter. Screenplay by like five more people. So obviously this is going to be some sort of modern take. And it's called, I think, subtitled The Runaway?
Yes. Okay. And I think the original came out in 2018 and actually made a pretty decent chunk of change. I think somewhere near $350, $400 million, which is pretty good for an animated movie. It's already been opened in Australia and the UK, and now America's going to get a chance to watch Peter Rabbit on Friday.
All right. I'm glad you're watching this because you don't like scary movies. I don't like movies where an animal gets lost.
That's kind of hard to sit through.
It's stressful. So I can't wait to hear. I mean, is it Peter Rabbit 2, and I'm sure they want Peter Rabbit 3, so I'm sure it doesn't end in tragedy, but I'm just...
You would think.
Yeah, you would think, right. All right, Courtney Lanning is a film critic with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can read her full reviews of Wish Dragon and In the Heights this Friday.
Right, and next week, looking at Pixar's Luca.
Luca?
Yes, it's Pixar's newest animated hit.
Okay.
About two mermen who come aboard on land in Italy and have a crazy adventure.
I can't wait to hear about that. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.